Well, as previously reported, the 2012 Farm Bill that was approved by the Senate Ag Committee last week maintains a good level of funding for specialty crops. State block grants, crop research, farmers markets, and pest and disease programs all have levels of support that has groups like the United Fresh Produce Association feeling good about the plan. Ray Gilmer, spokesman for United Fresh, says the attention to specialty crops in these last two farm bills is evidence that the specialty crop industry has been gaining in political clout in recent years.
I think there was a realization in Congress a few years ago that the states politically that grow fruits and vegetables have grown to the point that they do have the wherewithal, especially in the House of Representatives, to secure the votes to basically use some leverage to get a better bill for fruits and vegetables.
But it's not just politics that Gilmer says led senators to support specialty crops at a time when other programs are seeing significant cuts.
Also, I think there's been a much greater awareness of the benefits of fruits and vegetables in the American diet, and making sure we have a balanced diet with a variety of fresh fruits and vegetables that is going to ultimately make everybody healthier and reduce our healthcare costs down the road.
Gilmer is pleased that the funding has cleared the first hurdle, however, says he understands that the process has just begun, and getting their programs through the full Senate and House will still take a lot of work. So be sure to stay tuned and log on to southeastagnet.com as we will keep you informed along the way. Julie McPeak with Southeast Agnet.